Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hello, Kat. How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
Bruce, I had a wonderful weekend. The weather's been so nice, and I got to go out and do a little bit of rogue gardening this weekend, which was kind of fun. I won't say where I gardened at, but there was a spot that needed some sprucing up, and it looks much better now.
All right,
Around the place where it was, and it was perfect weather for doing that. I don't know about you. Did you get outside at all this weekend?
Oh yeah, I got to. Yeah, my grandson, he wants to get out there, especially when it's nice like this. I mean, I'm busy all the time and everything like that, but hey, yeah, I got to get out and just get some of that vitamin D in too myself. But yeah, we didn't do anything too fancy. Just went down to Crescent City and delivered on Saturday, and went to Wally's World and you know, usual stuff and all that good thing, and just hung out. What's funny is the races, they did them, they're usually Saturday and Sunday for the races, and they did them on Friday and Saturday for some reason, you know, just the season. And it's funny because they were in Martinsville and it rained, you know, so they couldn't complete the race on Friday, and they couldn't even hardly get it started on Saturday. And so they ended up all being on Sunday. So I had a whole race day on Sunday. It was a beautiful thing. Yeah. So I opened up the weather, hung out and got outside and everything like that as often as could. But hey, got to watch my racing. So that was good. So that's good. Pretty much did for the weekend. That was it. And had fun with the grandson, like I said. But yeah. So anyways, hope everybody out there got out and did something, enjoyed this fine weather we got going on around here. I know the beaches, I'm sure the river was packed. I just have a feeling. I know everybody, when it starts doing this, you know, you start seeing on Facebook, everybody posting pictures and all that and getting out there. Yep.
I'm waiting for that water to heat up a little bit myself. But you know, if you want to go lounge on the riverbank, that's a pretty good activity too.
yeah. Just for that, but getting in that water. Yeah. I hear cold. That stuff is cold. Yeah. But when it's real, real hot, it feels real, real good. So there you go. Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. So hope everybody got out there and did something, and we might as well just get going on with the show. Before we get started, I want to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor one of our fine shows or the Insider Report, all you have to do is go to kciw.org and it'll get you on your way. And you'll hear your business name being announced as well. How cool is that? So now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
Well, this morning, I realized that it was exactly 2 years ago today that the Checo Pelican Players production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet opened for performances. And that realization stuck out to me because this time last year, the theater had ceased live performances due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, the theater is slowly reopening. A production of Little Women, directed by Kathleen Teague, and with a cast of mostly high school students, premiered this weekend to small-capacity audiences. And even though activity at the theater is more subdued today due to COVID guidelines, more than 24 people so far have supported the teens and the theater by purchasing a DVD of the performance. And that level of local support for youth participation in the performing arts is really touching. And it made me realize that even in the strangest of times, there's something about the excitement and enthusiasm that young people bring to the table that makes participating in community theater all the more special. So this week in Cat's Corner, I'm reaching back into the archives. Here's an essay from the spring of 2019 about the audition process for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. I want to talk about confidence and courage. Last week, I was present for auditions for the Checo Pelican Players' upcoming production of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, both as an auditioning actor and, full disclosure, as the dramaturge, which is a fancy word for the adapter of the script. When auditions for a community theater production approach, you never really know who's going to go. Will actors turn up in spades, or will more people be interested in watching the play than acting in it, which can sometimes result in a disappointing turnout? Something like Shakespeare can go either way, a nerve-wracking prospect for a show that does best with a cast of 25 actors or more. There's also something about Shakespeare that can really up the pressure for an actor. If you've ever auditioned for something, especially for the first time, then you know how terrifying an experience it can be. Think a major job interview, only in front of dozens of strangers. Your palms may begin to sweat, your tongue might get a little dry. If you're like me, your hands begin to shake and you pray it's not visible from a dozen feet away. Whether it's for a community theater production or America's Got Talent, all performers have to spend a few minutes at their most vulnerable, laying themselves open for judgment, criticism, and hopefully praise, just for the opportunity to present their art to the public. But the turnout was anything but disappointing, and who turned up made it downright delightful. Over the course of 2 days, Layla Bryant, a teacher at Brookings Harbor High School, brought along a troupe of no less than 8 students from her drama club and classes. Boys and girls alike, from freshmen to seniors, waltzed up to the stage with a level of confidence that would have made Freddie Mercury proud, and gave their best shot at interpreting what is arguably one of the most beautiful and difficult representations of the English language that we consume today. Considering their confidence and comfort on stage, I was shocked to learn that outside of a high school production or two, most of these kids had never been through an audition in their life. I spoke with Layla that weekend, and I learned that these kids are much more than aspiring actors. One is an accomplished dancer. One recently competed in and won her school's poetry competition. At least one of them is an athlete, and 2 are members of the school's championship-winning Knowledge Bowl team. With such full dance cards, their level of dedication is astounding. In the weeks leading up to the audition, many of the teens met with Layla during lunch and after school to research character profiles, motivations, and the meaning of the language and themes in the script. Good teachers are worth their weight in gold, and Layla's dedication to her students and to promoting the arts and education is a truly wondrous sight to behold. These kids are learning skills that will benefit them for years to come. They're learning how to be comfortable speaking to a crowd, how to empathize and step into another person's shoes. They're learning the nuances of language that will make them more eloquent and expressive citizens, all skills that translate directly from the stage to the classroom, the workplace, and beyond. I saw community theater at its best that week, an inclusive, supportive environment where learning and experimentation are encouraged, no matter your age or level of experience. Rehearsals start this week, and I can't wait to see what Layla and her kids will bring to the table. And in case you're wondering, yes, all of those courageous kids were offered roles. Romeo and Juliet opened Friday, April 12, 2019, at the Checo Playhouse in Brookings. It ran for 3 weekends. Little Women, the current CPP production, will run through April 18th. Seats are still limited, but you can reserve a spot for a live performance by calling 541-661-4237. You can also reserve a copy of the DVD for $12, the price of a ticket, by calling 541-254-4492.
Oh, yeah, the theater, I miss it so much of all things, you know, I miss the theater. I like being on stage with a band and everything, I got singing, but it's like, man, the theater is the most, and what's funny is when I got into it back in the day, we wrote stuff when I first was with the Muse, we wrote our own stuff, and then we performed it and all that ourselves, so we played the parts that we played. Right. But when I went over to the Checo Playhouse, they'd usually come up and tell me who I was playing. You know, they'd just come up and say, we need you to do this guy. Which I played some awesome. Yeah. Or you do the thing, or you write the play, and then you be the star. I've done, you know, with the Grinch and everything.
I suppose you could do too.
But it's funny. I really never had to go through the,
open auditions.
Yeah, the audition part of it, because usually I'd get the part offered to me, and it was really cool, you know,
but it all depends on the production. Yeah. You know, some directors, they go in knowing, having an idea of having a cast on board already, but for the vast majority of them, it's usually an open audition process. So, just the fact that, I mean, like back then during Romeo and Juliet, when we had that many kids turn out, and then this year with these kids just doing everything that they can to try and do a show like within guidelines and public health guidelines and stuff. It's just the amount of creativity that they're bringing to the table. I'm really proud of the dedication that they have for that.
Yeah, and when I was in also when I was doing that stuff, they needed to fill parts and stuff, so it wasn't
that happens.
You know, That's what era I was in there with that. So I lucked out.
I've been a director going up to somebody at a social function or something going, you know, I'm missing somebody for this role. And I think you would do perfectly at it. And by the way, rehearsal started like 2 weeks ago. So we need you like now.
But like you said, you got to play the part. You got to do the part right, you know, because I mean, my open audition was sometimes doing rehearsal. And it'd be like, so it was like, you still got to do it. I miss the theater. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, well, before we get on with the rest of the show, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and or following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing.
Yes. And first up, we have the Oregon Helpers Wellness Room presented by Lines for Life. This happens every week, Monday through Friday, from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting. It's all online. And you can find a link to that by going to www.linesforlife.org/helpers. And this is a safe space for Oregon helpers to breathe out stress and breathe in hope. If you're an essential worker, you work in healthcare, behavioral health, or social services, this space is for you.
Yeah, and then we got the inspirational talks, Letting Go with Guy Finley, Q&A. These are inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. You can tune in on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. You just got to go to guyfinley.org/letgo.
And now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, this time I got some funny stuff from comedian Wanda Sykes. She says, if something stinks, I say it stinks. But I try to massage it a little and not be as cutting. Come behind it with a joke like, hey, I cut you deep, but now let me put a couple of stitches in for you. She also said, when life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade, make pink lemonade. Be unique. And last but not least, she said, I don't like the saying, keep your friends close and enemies closer. I want to keep my enemy on a different planet. Hope you enjoyed this week's funny stuff from Wanda Sykes with Cousin Bruce. Till next time, keep smiling. She's witty. I like that lady.
That she is. All right. The Whimsical Griffin, located at 615 Checo Avenue, hosts a Friday night game night. It features Dungeons and Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, etc., etc., because game nights are open to all games. However, please keep in mind, only 4 people are allowed at a time right now, so you must RSVP in advance at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Yepper. And the Checo Pelican Players present Little Women. Yeah, it opened April 9th, and they say you can watch live or at home this spring. My mind drifts back to that Christmas Eve so long ago when nothing in our little home seemed wrong and nothing in the world outside seemed right. Join the March Sisters in a delightful adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's classic American novel, Little Women. The live performance dates that are left as this weekend coming up will be the 16th at 7:30, the 17th at 7:30, and then Sunday the 18th at 2 p.m. That's $12 for adults and $6 for students. Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic and audience capacity limits, reservations and face masks / shields are required to attend live performances. They are also recording the show and will release it on DVD later this spring. For the price of a single adult ticket, not only can you help support the theater, you can watch the show from your home with the entire family as many times as you wish. To reserve a seat for a live performance, you can call BJ at 541-661-4237. To reserve a copy of the DVD in advance, you can call Kathleen Teague at 541-254-4492 or email her at kmtegu33@gmail.com. All right.
And music at the Harper Farmers Market is happening on Wednesdays and Saturdays. From noon to 2 p.m., they have Tiger Lily and Don Beckner. And they're also playing Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wildwood Multifarious Goods.
Yeah. Hey, if you'd like to get a hot meal during the week or do a little donating and have a hot meal, they're doing a free lunch schedule at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. It serves at 12 to 1 p.m. Friday through Tuesday weekly. And then the Star of the Sea Catholic Church serves lunch on Wednesday. And then the Brookings Presbyterian Church serves on Thursday. Donations are always welcome. And volunteers are always good, too.
All right. And SWOC has GED classes online this spring. Southwestern Oregon Community College is offering free GED and adult basic education classes online for the spring term of 2021. These classes prepare individuals to take the GED exam and update skills to enroll in college or career training programs. Students enrolled in these classes can build a pipeline to enter college, training programs, and jobs in high-demand career areas. There will be three options for GED and adult basic education classes. They have the morning GED class, which is Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. They have the afternoon class, Monday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. And they have the evening classes, Tuesday through Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. All classes take place live via Zoom during their scheduled times. Now, spring term started March 29th. It ends June 11th. So to register for orientation and classes, you can reach out to Adult in Pre-College Education at llcinfo@socc.edu. And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, Cat. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Mussolini, Hitler, and Stalin were all nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize? It's true, and here's the story. Believe it or not, three of history's most infamous war criminals were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Mussolini was nominated by two different people. One of the letters of recommendation came from a German law professor, while the other was from a professor in France. These letters are usually kept in the Nobel Institute archives, but these particular missives are missing. Consequently, the reasoning behind this nomination will never be truly known. While Mussolini was nominated, he was not considered for the shortlist by the Nobel Committee. However, it has been stated that there was disagreement on the committee about whether to award the prize at all that year. Eventually, the prize was presented to Karl von Ossietzky, a German who led the fight against Germany's rearmament. Fortunately, just like Mussolini, Hitler and Stalin's nominations didn't go far either. And all a bushwhacker can say is for someone to try to even have thought about these evil men as prize winners was in very bad taste. Hope you enjoyed this week's bit of history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, that's pretty creepy, man. I mean, to even think that when I saw that, I go, oh, I gotta let people know that there was actually fools out there that actually nominated these people. And it's like,
yeah, whoa, no kidding. All right, well, let's
nothing
take a
look. Nothing for taste, huh?
Well, let's take a look at the schedule from Gypsies for the rest of the month. On the 19th at 5 p.m., Sally will have a spirit doll workshop. For those of you who have made your doll in the past, you can say that it's a meditative creative workshop and you can take home your very own spirit doll made by you. There is a fee for this course. All supplies are included in the price. And then on the 30th, they'll have their monthly meditation with Rev Redtail at 6 p.m. at Gypsies for donations. For fees, reservations, and information, you can call 541-813-1882 or send an email to kidsstubs.ks@gmail.com.
Yeah. Hey, would you like to help KCIW get their antenna/tower up? Do you want to be a part of KCIW history? Of course you do. And you can very easily. KCIW would just like you to help them get a new tower and antenna up and running. For just a small donation, you can help make that happen. It's just 10 bucks an inch. That's right, 10 bucks an inch. With your generous contribution, you can help ensure that KCIW, with its unique local programming, will be here to stay. How can you help, you might inquire? Well, I'm glad you did. It's easy. You just go to kciw.org and click the antenna icon, and you will be on your way to helping out in a wonderful cause. KCIW is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That means this could also be tax deduction for you. Become a part of the team and watch the new tower grow inch by inch, foot by foot, and yard by yard. Be sure to tell your friends so they can be a part of the magic that is KCIW 100.7 FM. Yeah, and you know, it's really cool. some fans of the show wrote me a letter and sent $50 for the cause.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I'm going to send it to the KCIW thing. But yeah, Daryl and Bonnie Rosta, they come. They say when they come into town and everything, I guess they're in and out of town, they first thing they do is want to listen to our show and everything, I guess.
Oh, that's
so I was
sweet.
Like, right? Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. Yeah.
All and, right. Well, thank you to the both of them. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's always nice and positive. Mm-hmm. And see, you can be right along with them, folks.
Yes. All right, and we have an announcement here. On the 16th of April, there will be the Godwit Days Virtual Bird Festival. This will take place on the 16th at 11 a.m. and also on the 18th at 8. The Godwit Days Spring Migration Birding Festival will be offering a free virtual two-day program. It will highlight some favorite bird species and the spots where they occur. Most sessions will be 60 to 90 minutes in length with breaks in between. Some will be live-streamed and also recorded for future viewing, and others will be pre-recorded and posted online. It'll feature topics such as bird songs and calls, shorebird fly-offs, the language of birds, tips and techniques for sketching birds, and much, much more. 2 days of everything you wanted to know about birds, but were afraid to ask. For more information, you can go to www.godwitdays.org.
There you go. Hey, and the Festival of the Art in the Park. It's going to be August 7th through 8th and is accepting applications through May 15th. Vendor space is limited and they have been delighted with the number of applications they have already received, but there's room for more artists, food vendors, and crafters. You can visit their website at www.manlyartcenter.com or go to their Facebook page for more information.
The Checo Brewing Company presents Hollis Bolus on the 17th, playing music at 5 p.m. And then on the 24th of April, they'll host live music by Lon Goddard at 5:30 p.m.
That's right. Hey, and the U.S. Army Band Concert, Portraits of Courage. This is happening on the 16th from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's a free online event. You can go to www.youtube.com/USArmyBand. The U.S. Army Band paints a musical picture of what it takes to be a soldier through the stories of some of its soldiers, featuring music from Star Wars, Pentatonix, Chicago, Black Pumas, Coffee Anderson, and Queen. These are our portraits of courage.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we have a free online event coming up. It's Lutea Monthly Meditation. This is on the 17th of April from 9 to 10 a.m. Monthly meditation meeting every third Saturday of the month. This is a one-hour session online until COVID restrictions are lifted, and then they'll be back to live in-person sessions. These are open to everyone. If you're interested, you can contact them through Messenger or email them at info@lutea.org, or you can call 530-419-4827.
Yeah! And Ladies Who Rock for a Cause Music Fest. This is an online event happening on the 18th at 5 p.m. It's featuring Grammy Award winner Joni Leeds, Lisa Coppola, Sandy Hall, Susie Corey, Nitro Nitra, and many more. There's a fee for this concert, so to sign up, go to www.ladieswhorockforacause.org. Yeah, there you go. That ought to be a good
one. Yeah, and Jim Beam is presenting Live from the Inside Blue Rodeo. This is an online event, and you can find tickets at on.livefrominside.ca. This is going to take place on the 30th of April. Pre-show starts at 5:30 p.m. The show itself starts at 6 p.m. Blue Rodeo is one of Canada's most iconic bands. In the 30 years since forming, they have sold over 4 million albums, won countless Juno Awards, have been inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, received a star on Canada's Walk of Fame, been named to the Order of Canada, and have been honored with the Governor General's Performing Arts Award. On Friday, April 30th, tune in and get lost together when the band performs a full production concert live from the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto.
Hey, it looks like we got the flying fickle of finger of fate from the producer here, so guess we better get going. We'll do a shout-out really quick to support local businesses.
All right. Well, first for this week, our shout-out to local businesses. We're beginning with Cozy Critter Inn, La Flor de Mexico Mexican Restaurant, and Main Street Skate.
Yeah, and then we got the Porthole Cafe in Gold Beach, Rebel Ink Tattoo, and Schmidt's House of Jambalaya in Crescent City. remember to always shop local. Hey, before we get going, I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor, KCIW 100.7 FM. And tune in this week to the Magical Musical History Tour as I pay tribute to the genius of soul, Mr. Ray Charles. See schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on KCIW.org. And if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to KCIW.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam! There we go. That's all right.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.